The U.S. Department of Interior has granted Shell Oil the go-ahead to begin operations in the Chukchi Sea. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, while both parties are deeming the move a success, it does not allow Shell to drill for oil just yet, and the calendar is working against them.
Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar assured skeptical reporters on a conference call that the announcement had nothing to do with politics, that the announcement came on the very day Mitt Romney is set to formally accept the GOP nomination for president is just coincidence. To Shell Oil, the announcement could not come soon enough. Shell can now begin prep work for the drilling operation. That includes installing in the sea systems to assist the future blowout preventer, like a 20-foot by 40-foot mud-lined cellar. The company can also start top drilling, boring down to hollow pipes, but not all the way to oil-rich depths. Peter Slaby is vice president at Shell Alaska.
This permit would allow us to get to the 1,300, 1,400-foot level where we'll set the 20-inch casing and then get ready to run the BOPs. So, you know, it depends on where we find hydrocarbons in any given well, but, you know, somewhere about 4,000 feet or so above a hydrocarbon level.
To get down to those further reaches, Shell still needs to prove its containment capacity is up to Coast Guard standard. The Arctic Challenger, the refurbished decades-old vessel with the containment systems, has not been approved yet. Secretary Salazar says Shell cannot drill for oil without the Arctic Challenger on site. Right now, it's in Washington State, and once approved, it will take 2 weeks to make the voyage to the drilling sites in the Chukchi Sea.
Shell, frankly, has missed their own deadlines relative to when they thought that it was going to be ready. And now they're telling us that it's probably 4 or 5 days away before certification.
And that has environmental groups up in arms. Michael Levine, an attorney with Oceana and Juno, says there is no reason for the government to okay the initial prep work if Shell cannot show it's ready to drill in the remote reaches of the Arctic. And by granting this approval, he says, it shows the government is willing to bend over backward for the company and speed things along.
No matter how many vessels Shell has mobilized or how much money the company has spent, it still must be held accountable for protecting the Arctic Ocean.
Levine says it's reasonable to think this is as far along as Shell will get this summer. Peter Slaby admits the operation is running against the clock. Drilling thousands of feet into the seabed is not a quick process.
We figure a well drilled through the points of interest will take anywhere from about 20 to 24 days.
That starts when Shell begins its top hole drilling as soon as next week. And with that time frame, Shell may need an extension to drill past the September 24th deadline. That's all, of course, if Shell still wants to drill the exploratory wells it's been aiming for all year. But Slaby seems to still have a positive outlook for what can be put in place now for future Arctic work.
All this work on top holes is clearly going to help us as well put real wind in our sails for 2013 as well.
And to many, 2013 may look like a more reasonable start date. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.